Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning? Excited? Ready? This morning, I would like you to write down just a number, if that is possible for you. You remember, you said to me that you are ready. The question is ready for what? Oh, come on, connect with me, please, this morning. Okay, I would like you to write a number, if it's possible. And the number is 8160. 8160. And when you've got it, you say, I've got it. Okay. 8160 are the hours that you have in your bank account in heaven to fulfill a purpose this year. 8,160. Do you think that is a lot or very little? Come on, tell me. Is that very little or is good? You have 340 days. Now, 340 days is a long time to fulfill anything that we put in front of us. Now, am I talking about the church that is excited about a new year? Yes or no? Yeah. Am I talking to a church that this is just another year? Or am I talking to a church that this is a new year? It's a new year. Now, then, if it's a new year, we have to come around some decisions at the beginning of the new year. What makes a new year? What makes a new day? What makes a new week? Very simple. A new year is a new year only if I have ended what I said that I will fulfill last year. That's why it's a new year. If not, I'm still working on the same thing and it's not a new year. Yeah? New year, new means that something is finished. I'm ready to start something new. That's what it means, new. That's, you know, many people call it a new year, but they're still pending things that they decided to do the year before. Then it's not a new year. It's just another year. But new year implies newness. In Spanish, that's what it implies. Then I'm going to put here a verse. And if you go there with me, please. And is the book of Ezekiel? Sorry, Ezekiel. Jeremiah? No. Let me check. Which one did I give out there? Okay, Ezekiel 29. Let me see. Let me check. 11. Is Jeremiah 29. Please, go there. It's a very well-known verse that I would like to share with you this morning, as we are at the beginning of the year, and I would like to take you through the process of analyzing this verse, which is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. See if they can put it there for me. And okay, should come out in this monitor also, yeah? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me say that thank to the team, you know, the worship team, for taking us into that declaration that God is so good. Okay, that's when we have to make a declaration like God is so good, yeah, and we have a mountain facing us. That's when we discover where our faith is. When we have to make this type of declarations. Is that working there in the back? Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for, you know, for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Let's take this together, you know, as we go through the process of analyzing this verse within the context that we are in a new year. Is that okay? Now, let's clarify for a moment future. What is future itself? Future is what it will happen when you look back the 1st of January in 2021. In my church, all the departments, we are already working with January 2021. I'm asking the departments in the church, okay, where do you want to be when the clock goes after 12 midnight on the 31st of December? Where do you want to be the 1st of January in 2021? Where do you want to be? That's future. Future is a prophetic insight about what is to come that you can start to work today. That's what it is. Then we work with the young people, and the team is already working in where do we want to have the young people in 2021. Now, on the basis of that, we go to the month. Every month, you're building from one month to another in the life of people. But then we go to the weeks. And every week should have a purpose. Because here it says that there is a future. When you plan a future, it's because you believe in yourself. Many people don't plan because they don't believe in themselves. A future and a hope. Now, where do you see yourself going now from a department in the church, now becoming more personal? Where do you want to be next January? Have you ever thought about that? That you have in front of you 340 days to design the outcome of the rest of the year. I think it's a tremendous option. I think God is very generous with us. I think that every day that passes by, our account about the future is going to go down or may increase, depending on our decisions, you know, even today. Where do we want to be? On a personal level, grow as a person, on your job, spiritually? Where do you want to be spiritually in 2021? Areas in the church, as a family. Where do you want to be as a family, you know, January 2021? Where do you want to be in your economy in 2021? Do you want to become, you know, financially independent? Or do you want to be depending all the time on the same thing over and over again? The Bible says that God has a future and a hope. But he says in that verse that he knows, only he knows. Only him, says the Lord. Nobody else. TV doesn't know your future. Although many people get along with whatever the TV says. And, you know, we've learned that one day they say something and another day they contradict to each other. We know that. Your friends, maybe if you are somebody that is lacking a little bit of personality, your friends may give you advices in your marriage. because they think they know. Maybe at school, maybe in a job, maybe people think that they know better than yourself. They know you better. But in reality, this verse is saying that only God knows. Only God knows, says the Lord. Then I should be able to kill, destroy all these voices that are trying to bring purpose and identity in my life and go to God and only listen to Him. Is that right? Only listen to Him. I'm going to give you the four O's for this year. Are you ready for it? Four O's for this year. This year. The first one is objectives. Objectives? Do you say that here? Objectives? Objectives. How's that? Pronounce that for me, sir.
Objectives.
Okay, objectives. Perfect. Thank you very much. We should have them every day, every time. They are the magnet that take us to the future. An objective is a magnet that take us into the future. Future is the promise that gives us the strength and the energy to go every day and to fight and to go forward. Each of us should have the ideal that we want to achieve. Each of us. Why should we have them? Because that makes us to become unique. That's how we become unique. That's how we can take control of time. When we try to fulfill something that is in God's purpose, we can take control of our time. I see many Christians wasting their time over and over and over again. If I have an objective, I choose my battles. I can choose my battles. I can choose what I learn. Because my goal, my objective is determine where I should go. Because I can only measure the distance towards my destiny if I have an objective. Only I can measure the distance. Because I can grow only into what I should become. Objectives will help me to grow in what I have to become. Objectives will bring meaning into my life. I see many, many Christians going through life without nearly any meaning at all. Godly objectives are prophetic pieces from the future, lended by God to mark our journey. If they come out of prayer, they have an end and a beginning. Every time I put an objective in my life, first thing in the morning, I'm already closing the day. I need to start my day already with that in mind. Then my day will have significance. And this is what he's saying here. He's saying that he knows the plans that he has for me. And it's our responsibility to download these plans and to put them into a context that we can manage every single day, every single hour. But also, if I create an objective, I will be ready for the second O, which is opportunities. Opportunities are very tricky. Do you say tricky here? Tricky. Because opportunities for me to achieve something in life can be only related to the objectives. Life will present to us many opportunities. But that doesn't mean that I need to take every opportunity. I need to discern if these opportunities will contribute to that purpose and that hope that God has for me. Opportunities all the time have only meaning if they are related to the future and the hope that God has for my life. Opportunity create new options. Opportunities will develop in us self-knowledge. Many times we try to achieve something in life without a proper self-knowledge. Can you write that down, that word self-knowledge? Before I move into a purpose, into putting goals in my life, I need to know myself. I need to have a proper self-knowledge. How many people go to seminars? How many people go to conferences? How many people buy books? How many people buy agendas at the beginning of the year, and they don't get anywhere? Come on. Is that right? Because they never had a proper self-knowledge. Self-knowledge will take you to self-understanding. Many people, we can live a dream. We think that we have a type of faith until the sacrifice is presented to us. Self-knowledge is very important for every decision we take in life. Self-knowledge is crucial for getting married. Self-knowledge is crucial for taking a job. Self-knowledge is crucial for starting a relationship. Self-knowledge is one of the most important things that we should develop in life. Self-knowledge. Because if we have self-knowledge, we can apply self-discipline. So many people try to apply self-discipline without having self-knowledge. How many self will I have to affect to take an opportunity? This morning, we are moving from, you know, taking an opportunity this morning here, or living by conformity. Many people live by conformity. They just conform to everything, anything. How do I know that, I live by conformity? Very simple. And I don't want anybody to feel, bad about it. Did you came to take notes this morning? The opportunity is presented to everybody this morning to grow, to change, to just take maybe just one phrase, from here, maybe from a song, just something, a phrase that you can go home and say, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. Now I know how to get to 2021, achieving what I want to achieve in life, the plans and the purpose, the hope that God has for us. The opportunity is presented. Lack of self-knowledge will not allow me to see when the opportunity is presented. The opportunity comes sometimes through a life experience. Sometimes through a life experience. Maybe on a Sunday morning. The opportunity can be presented when you are reading a book and you say, I like this comment. You know, this book, you know, it doesn't matter what it says the rest, but I'm going to get this. Opportunity may come through a film. I was watching a film just a few days, and it was one of these action films, and there was a boy that was, you know, learning how to fight karate or something similar to that, and the teacher says to him, "You're very good, but you will never make it until you find that thing for what you will die for." And I thought, wow, I've got now my phrase for this year. What am I willing to die for? What are you willing to die for? We need to find inside us this year, what are we willing to die for? Because on the basis of that, we will put the objectives to get there. But also, we will look for the opportunities. When the opportunity is presented, even when that big mountain that we were talking about it, you know, is the opportunity maybe to go further, maybe to grow, maybe to change, or maybe just to stay there until God will remove the mountain. The opportunity can come in so many ways. But if you know your purpose and the opportunity don't come, you will create the opportunity. You will go outside there and you will create the opportunity. If you don't, if I don't, tomorrow will be the same like yesterday. Tomorrow will be the same like yesterday. And in every opportunity, there is a sacrifice to pay. In every opportunity, there is a sacrifice to pay. Always. This year, as I was coming here to Wales, you know, some of the churches in England that knew that I was coming here with to be with you, they invited me to pass by and to be preaching and ministering there next week. But there is a sacrifice to pay. Yeah, I'm going to have to go by bus 4 hours from Swansea to Birmingham. Then I'm going to have to stay one night in one place, minister, stay another night in another place, minister, and then take another bus and 4 more hours to go to Southampton, and with people that I don't really know, be in their homes, you know, eat whatever they give me, you know, and et cetera. There is always a sacrifice to be paid when the opportunity comes. Always, always. Self-knowledge will decide if I have to take the opportunity and pay the sacrifice or not. Many people will give up on any goal that they put on the beginning of the year because of that. Because when the time came of pay the sacrifice, they decided to stay at home in bed and not to go to the gym. Or when the opportunity, you know, came to you and you were having a meal with somebody and they said to you, "Would you like a good dessert?" And you say, "No." There is always a sacrifice to be paid. Always, in every opportunity. I hope, you know, your self-knowledge will take you to pay the sacrifice. But then we have obstacles. Real obstacles. The third O, obstacles. These are the real enemies. But only come against the future that God has for you and the hope. These obstacles that will come to you will mark the distance from where you are and where you should be. Obstacles always mark where we are and the distance where to where we should be. Obstacles will bring reality to us. An obstacle always will bring reality to us. They will test our faith. They will test our maturity. They will test our self-discipline. They will test our perseverance. If you are in a job, if you are selling, whatever, obstacles will test your integrity. If you are serving in the church, an obstacle will test your commitment. Obstacles help us to grow bigger, further. Enlarge. They are like muscles that need to be trained to get to somewhere. They test our values. They will help us to set new habits. One of the qualities of perseverance is that we install new habits in our subconscious. Then when I don't go through the perseverance, what I'm doing is I'm not creating, installing new habits in my life. And that's key to achieve anything in life. If we want to. If not, 2020 will be the same as 2019. I was just before I came here, I went to, you know, to buy a coffee, you know, to in a place there in Albir. And I got excited, you know, it was the beginning of the year. And I'm thinking, ooh, we have 360 days just to make the difference, to get somewhere. And I'm thinking all of this in my head. And I go to the coffee shop, you know, and I'm standing there. And I said to the lady, you know, please give me strong coffee. I need a strong coffee. And, you know, I have 360 days in front of me. And I want to make the most of every day. I'm all excited. And she says to me, for me, if it's the same like 2019, I'm happy with it. And I'm thinking, imagine to settle with 360 days in front of her to settle for the same things as 2019. What a poor mentality. Are you with me? What a poor mentality. And I said to her, no, don't think like that. And she said, well, that's you. Okay, that's me. But I believe that if we believe that God has a future and a purpose, 2020 is going to be different. It has to be different. We cannot just settle and say, I'm not going to plan anything. We have to do something about it. Especially the way society is going on. Obstacles will show fear in us. These enemies, these gray areas that still need to be mature. Fear, when appears, will magnify everything. Fear makes people to think that in every cloud there is a storm. Fear makes you and me to lose the opportunities through our own excuses and the shadows of our past. Is this making sense? Obstacles that are there, just there. We don't think they are. We don't think that. We think that we are okay until we decide to move forward. And that's when our enemies will appear. Don't fight every obstacle that comes into your way. Don't fight it. Some of them we have to fight. Others we just have to name the name of Jesus Christ. And God will do it. The devil will try to get us into a fight that doesn't belong to us. And many Christians waste a lot of time and energy doing that. But if you know the objectives that you have in life and your opportunities, you will choose your battles. Sometimes lack of knowledge will take us to just fight anything. And the last O, for those that are taking notes, is obey. Obey. Objectives is going to mark the journey. Opportunities is what life is going to bring to you in relation to these goals that you have set in front of you that will make 2020 enough significant that when you get to 2021, you can look back and say, yes, yes, I did grow as a person. My character changed. I did grow spiritually. I studied the Bible in 1 year. I discovered the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has given me. I did grow spiritually. I put the objectives, I took the opportunities when they came, and now I can look back and say, yes, I did grow financially. I'm now in a position that I'm not depending on a job. I'm generating enough strings of wealth that now I can choose my time. Is this making sense? And in any area of the church, either ushers, either worship, either, you know, as we were talking this weekend, a team for inner healing, deliverance, whatever, the prophetic, we can look back and say, yes, yes, we did it. Because every time we set an objective, the demanding will come. And I'm going to have to show obedience to that. I cannot betray myself. I cannot say that I will do something and then, you know, not do it. Whatever I say, whatever I plan, I'm going to have to become obedient to that. Then obedience are the legs of self-belief. Many people say that I believe in myself, but they are not obedient to what they believe. Obedience are the legs to self-trust, because I believe in myself, but I act also in what I believe through obedience. Obedience will be the result of or the outcome of having the right values, the right priorities, habits being well established, integrity, self-discipline. You know that Christianity is a serious business. And we have to put some time that mood of seriousness. Is that right? To be a good husband is serious business. To be a good wife is serious business. To be a good son is serious business. There are nothing that we can take casual. To bring provision to the family is serious business. Am I okay with that? Are we okay? To serve in the church with integrity, giving my best, is serious business. There have to be a moment where I look to my life and say, I'm not here just as a tourist in life passing by. This is serious. I believe that the people outside the greatest companies should be calling the church and saying, look, I need quality people for my company. Send me a few. Of course, if we believe that God has a future and a purpose, what is future without hope? And what is hope without future? Both things need to go hand by hand. And what is future and hope without being in the knowledge of God? It's nothing. Many people outside there, they have already planned their future long term, but they don't have any hope. But in this verse, we find everything together, the future and the hope for it. Obedience is key and is serious business. Lack of obedience will decide the type of a year that we will enjoy. When I obey what I have decided for the year, I get my proper identity. Because identity is the result of knowing the future and the hope for it. Life will have a meaning. I will go to bed at nighttime and say, yes, I'm going somewhere. Meaning. Life will have that assurance that I need to take the steps forward, that maybe I'm not sure about it, but I know that God is with me. And that even in the last moment, He will intervene to take me further, that He will provide. Assurance, motivation, faith. An extraordinary life is the result of having meaning in life. Many times, you know, one of the things that I will teach, especially people in leadership, is once you put a goal in your life, ask yourself, what are the reasons for it? Because reasons will bring from our heart our intentions. Many people will set up a goal with a selfish intention, but not to benefit others. But in reality, everything we do in life, any purpose, any future, any hope is to benefit others also. It's not only us. We are a community. Is that right? And a community, we all enjoy each other. We all serve each other. We all benefit from each other. When I come here, even if it's to give and to minister and to do whatever, you know, I still benefit from your love to me. And I hope you will love me again, you know, after this morning. An extraordinary life is the result of bringing meaning to it. Real freedom is to be who God made you to be. That's real freedom. To be who God made you to be. To enjoy the future and the hope that He has for you and for me. To enjoy the future and the hope that He has for me. If not, I can live a life, but a life without a meaning. This year, 2020, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Ignore society. Ignore other friends. Ignore other voices into your life. Ignore all of that. Nobody knows the future and the hope for your life apart from God. And that's where we have to go and connect straight away. Plan. There is a plan. What is the difference between, in other translations, says, for I know the thought. What is the difference between a thought and a plan? A thought is somewhere. A plan is what we develop to achieve it. That's why we need to apply the four O's that we were talking about it. Not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. I hope that after this morning, you'll go home and you'll sit and you use the opportunity. You go and sit, or you go to your bedroom, kneel there, whatever your costume is, and ask the Lord. Think about it. 31st of December, after 12 o'clock, 2021, where do you want to be? Personally, spiritually, where do you want to be? And then ask yourself a question today. How can I get it? For some people that don't think that they can achieve anything, let me take you just a little bit further. What about if it could happen? Only that. What about if it could happen? If it could happen, I just want you to think about that. Do you feel inside you either voices saying that it will not happen, or the excitement that maybe it could be? What about if it could happen? 2021 should be the result of 2020. And 2020 is a new year. Let me ask you to close your eyes for a moment, please. Father,